This is the Tech Talk Podcast from RNIB.
First up on my 8 ways to make your home smarter and more accessible in 2018 is a Ring video doorbell. Want to know who's at the front door without having to open it first? Well, the Ring video doorbell is a great way for you to stay safe at home and additionally keep your home safe when you're away. It's a replacement for your existing doorbell and has to be mounted to the wall outside your home. It can be set up to be powered by electricity or by batteries. That's your choice. The Ring doorbell unit attaches to the mount that is screwed onto the outside of your house and is removable at any time. And you need this because you'll have to charge up the Ring device from time to time. Once installed, you download the Ring app on your smartphone and continue the accessible setup from there. Once complete, you can monitor who is outside your house at any time using Live View, which will show you a live picture with audio from the camera on the Ring device, and that works anywhere. Also, when someone comes up to your door and rings your bell, your phone will alert you that someone is there and lets you answer the door like you would answer a phone call to find out who it is. Additionally, you can even find out through motion alerts if someone is hanging around near your home, even if they don't ring the bell. At that stage, you can also answer the motion alert, just like a phone call again, and ask the person why they're there. This often deters would-be burglars and makes them realise they're being watched. The Ring can also connect to an Amazon Echo Show if you've got one. It can also be viewed on your Fire TV. It doesn't currently work with Amazon Echo Dots or Echo Mediums or Bigs. However, I think that's partly because the whole point of Ring is the video function. The most important thing to know at this point is that for the Alexa features to work, the device you buy must be the Ring 2 doorbell. The original version, Ring, will not work with Alexa, but all the other features work. The price of the Ring 2 doorbell is roughly £180. Depending on where you shop, you can get the original Ring without the Alexa features for about £80 to £100. Let's move on to lighting, and there's a huge range of smart lighting out there, so it might be a bit daunting for you, and that's why I thought I would narrow your search a bit. I've looked at both Philips Hue and IKEA's Tradfree smart bulb range, primarily because being able to set these up myself independently was important to me. Now, the Philips Hue range is definitely the larger range between the two, with a wide gamut of choice in terms of bulbs, spotlights and strip lights. Colour is the big selling point here as well. You can have the lights become any colour you want, any mixture of colours or changing colours if that's what you like. And setup is fairly simple. There's a box that you plug into your router. It's called the Hue Bridge. There's an app that you download to set it up, which is very accessible on smartphones. And once the bulbs are plugged in where you want them, that's it. IKEA's Tradfree range is much simpler, but operates in pretty much the same way. You buy a hub unit called the Gateway, and you then download the Tradfree app, you follow the instructions, and plug in the bulbs where you want them. It's a really simple setup, and it's constantly expandable as well. Now, at the moment, their bulbs don't have many colour options. The bulbs give you the option to change the colour temperature in the white spectrum, going from a fairly warm light to cool white. I find that really useful when I'm working, because cool white gives the biggest and brightest light it can. Warm light is great for relaxing. If you've got an Amazon Echo or Google Home, you can control these lights using these devices as well. You just have to set up the IKEA skill on the Echo device, using the Alexa app of course, or set it up through Google's app, and you can ask your smart assistant to turn on your lights or dim them. As for costs, the Philips Starter Pack will cost you around £150, with additional bulbs costing from around £50. IKEA's Starter Pack, called the Gateway Kit, costs £65, with each additional bulb ranging from £7 to £15. Next up on my list is a TP-Link smart plug, which also has optional energy monitoring. So why would you want this? Well, I'm going to use my good friend Sean as an example here. Come over here, Sean.
What now, Stephen? What? What have I done?
Well, nothing, which isn't that unusual, to be fair.
Right, that's it. I'm away.
No. Come back. I want to tell my lovely listener why you bought the smart plug. Well, one of the reasons.
Oh, do you mean the fan?
Yes, you've got a fan in the house that when you're warm and sweaty and you can't be bothered getting up to even switch it on.
That's right, Stephen. I really am that lazy, and I see nothing wrong with that.
Yes, we know. So how did you set up the plug?
Okay, well, it's really simple and straightforward. So you plug in the smart plug into your electrical socket, download the app from the App Store, Then when you launch the app, you need to register, just an email and password. Then, like a lot of the other smart speakers and smart devices, you need to go to your Wi-Fi settings on your phone. And then in the list of networks, you will see the name of your smart plug. Double tap on it to connect to the smart plug directly, and then go back to the app. Once you're back in the app, it will ask you for your home Wi-Fi network password. Enter that, and you're done. The smart plug is now part of your home Wi-Fi network.
And then you just plug the fan into the switch and ask you know who to turn it on?
Exactly. You do need to enable the skill on the smart speaker, but that's pretty much it. And there you go. I've got myself a voice-activated lazy fan. If I do say so myself, it's genius.
That's one of many words I could use for it. Okay, thanks, Sean. You can get the TP-Link smart plug for around £30, or one with an additional energy monitor for an extra £5. Next up, it's the noise we love to hate. Yes, you hear it in the middle of the night, and it really does alarm you. As it should, of course. But for us blind folk, there are so many questions. Is there a fire? Where is it? And if it's not a fire, how do I stop that damn noise? Well, the Nest Protect smoke alarm advertises itself as thoughtful rather than smart. I like that. It's the only smoke alarm that can be silenced using your smartphone, so you don't need to try and find the button on the device to quieten it. It also speaks rather than just ringing, and can even alert your phone with all the information you need at that moment. It's got smart tech in it that lets you know of a problem before it becomes a major one. So let's say, for example, you want some toast, so you put it on and you leave the room. Nest Protect will give you a friendly nudge to let you know the toast has started burning before the toaster itself starts burning. And it does all this with a friendly and calm voice. Also, if you have more than one Nest smoke alarm, they all speak. So should the worst happen, the alarm in your bedroom will tell you that there's smoke downstairs. So you're in much more control of your situation and can keep safe until help arrives or know how you can get out of your house safely. As it's a smart device with many more features than a traditional smoke alarm, the price of course is a bit higher. You'll find it online for about £100, but do shop around. Okay, now this one sounds a bit bizarre, but it's actually quite simple. You've probably heard of robots for around the home already. Maybe the Roomba vacuum or the robot lawnmower. Well, this one washes windows. It's the Winbot X window cleaning robot, yes. Ultimate height of laziness. All you do is place a microfiber cleaning pad on the flat surface of the unit, switch it on, and then place it on the window and press start. And it just gets on with it.
Aww.
Hey, let's me catch up with my box sets. It does all the fancy stuff you'd expect, like work out how big the window area is using its fancy onboard sensors, and then intelligently detect and avoid edges while leaving the windows sparkling. And you can also use it on mirrors as well. And if you're super lazy and you want to control it from the couch, there's a remote for that. And yes, you guessed it, a version of this will soon be coming out with Amazon Echo and Google Home support. Cost of this is £270 at the moment, but hey, think of the savings when you sack the window cleaner. Also, another way to make your home smart is to install a smart thermostat. Now, the Hive heating system has been around for a couple of years now and allows anyone to control their heating either through a smart thermostat device fixed in the home or by your smart phone or smart device. It's primarily designed to help you cut down your electricity bills. The idea being, if you've got more control of the heating while you're at home, you'll save money as you're not using the boiler unnecessarily. But for us blind people, it's much more than that. It lets us gain access to the timer that's often been very inaccessible, and the knowledge that the heating is on, and you know that you're in control of that. And that happens thanks to the accessible app and website you can use to control the service. Well worth a look if you're considering upgrading your heating, and it works with most existing boilers. It comes in two flavours, standalone or purchased with installation. Now personally, as I did, I'd recommend you get it professionally installed. I mean, I'm a techie guy, but I have no interest in messing around with boilers. Exactly. So you'll pay around £200 if you don't want the installation, and another £50 if you do. There's always deals on, so shop around. And finally on my list, this one is more of a coming soon and also perhaps a bit of fun. The Crock-Pot Smart Slow Cooker. Yes, you heard me right. The Crock-Pot Smart Slow Cooker. It's just like every other slow cooker out there. The difference with this one is it can be controlled by an app and even an Amazon Echo. The app lets you set timers, change the heat settings, and switch off the cooker if you think it's done enough. For most people, these are just silly little add-ons, but again, for blind people, this can be life-changing. Most of us have no idea what the buttons on our kitchen devices do. This lets us access them. Now, it's only available in America at the moment. Calm down. More on Tech Talk, I promise, when it lands here. Although I guess it won't land for a while. It is a slow device, after all. And that's your 8 things that can make your home smart in 2018.
Thanks for downloading the Tech Talk podcast from RNIB. Find more podcasts from RNIB on Audioboom, iTunes, and the Apple Podcast app.